None other than former Spice Girl and singer, songwriter, actress and TV personality Mel C, who joins me now on the phone. Afternoon, Mel. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. How lovely to speak to you.
It's lovely to speak to you too, Mel. Loads going on with you right now. You've got a new single, a new album coming out. Of course, you're here in Norwich next month. Have you ever been to Norwich before?
I have. I've been a few times. I've played some great gigs up there, but I've not been for a few years, so it's about time I got back.
We are going to talk about your solo career, but I do want to broach a bit of a 90s subject, if that's okay. I think you know what's coming. There's been all kinds of speculation about the Spice Girls reforming to celebrate 20 years, and I have heard that you have made a difficult decision not to be part of that. Is that right? And how did those conversations come about?
Yeah, that's true. Well, we did reform in 2009, which was incredible. We did some great shows, and then that led on to us performing at the Olympics in London in 2012.
I remember. And top of the car, wasn't it? Was it a top of a car?
On top of a taxi,
yeah. A taxi, that's it, yeah.
Incredible. And it was such a highlight of my Spice Girls career that, you know, personally for me, I'd quite like to just leave it there with great memories. I will always be a Spice Girl. I'm super proud. But any plans to do anything in the future, you know, at the moment it doesn't feel quite right for me.
And you have, of course, got memories not just from the Spice Girls, but also since your solo career began in 1999. Can I just read you some stats? 2 number one singles, 6 top 10 singles, 3 million album sales, 12 million record sales. That's excluding all the stuff that you've had with the Spice Girls. So, Mel, what is the secret of your success and longevity?
Really good luck. I have the Spice Girls to thank for everything. You know, without that start in my career, I never would have been able to go on and to become a solo artist. So I'm grateful for that every day.
Has the music industry changed much since your days with the Spice Girls? Because you've been in it a long time, haven't you? What is it now, 17 years since the solo career?
It's changed radically. I think the biggest change really was when the digital age came in, and now, of course, so many of us download music rather than going out to buy it on the high street. So that's brilliant. You know, it's great for the consumer. We can get things instantly. But I kind of miss that ritual of going down to HMV and Our Price and saving up for your CD and looking through the artwork.
Our Price, bring back some memories there.
Yeah.
It's not just the music with you either, is it? Because I read that you were a judge on Asia's Got Talent last year as well. Is that
true? That's right. Yeah. I had an opportunity to go over there and be on one of those crazy panels. And it was brilliant. I loved it. It was so much fun. And of course, being somewhere so diverse and interesting as Asia, it was just a wonderful thing to do. I really enjoyed it.
What was it like being on the other side of the table and watching people try and take their steps into careers of entertainment?
It's hard. It's really hard because obviously some are good, some are great, and some are terrible. And, you know, being on that stage, you're really vulnerable. You're really opening yourself up to be judged, you know, and criticised. So I think being a performer, you do have, hopefully, you have some kind of empathy with the people up there. And I wasn't too cruel, and I try to be constructive with any criticism.
You're a mum to Scarlett, who is 7 years old now, is that right?
She is, yeah.
Now, I've recently become a dad in the last 4 months or so.
Congratulations.
Thank you, it's very kind. I'll be honest, I'm knackered. How have you found combining motherhood with music?
I think any new parent, you know, will tell you it's really hard, you know, whatever your profession is, even if you're a stay-at-home mum or dad, it's so hard, you know. So I have found it difficult, and like life always, it's just trying to find that balance, isn't it? But yeah, it gets easier, it does. You're in the really hard stage right now.
Yes.
But it's always challenging, but wonderful.
Little Lauren, 3 o'clock this morning, rolling onto her front in the cot, not really liking it very much and not being able to get back.
And making sure you knew all about it, right?
Yes, exactly. My ears are still bleeding. We'll talk about the new material in a second, but first of all, I want to play your new single, Anymore, and I wonder if you can introduce it, Mel.
I would love to. So here is my new single, This Is Anymore.
That is the brilliant new single from Melanie C and Anymore. Radio Norwich 99.9 is Jeff here. And on the phone, it is Mel C herself. Thanks for staying with us, Mel. Let's talk about that single then, because it's off the new album that's coming out next month. Tell us a little bit about the album.
I'm really excited about this record. It's been 5 years since my last album, and that's a really big break for me. But it's been great because in that time so much has happened. I've really taken my time, I've had lots of writing sessions, and really developed the album the way I wanted it to be. I wanted it to be a more electronic, a bit more current and modern sounding. So it's still the old Melcy, you know, but just a bit souped up.
A bit souped up, like it.
Yeah.
And the new single, first one to be taken from it, we just played it, Anymore. Where did the inspiration for that come from?
Well, this, lyrically, it's, you know, I love this song because the lyric is quite sad. You know, basically the story is, it's a girl, you know, she's broken up, it's the end of a relationship, and she's going out and she's trying to have a good time, but she just can't stop thinking about her lost love. So even though the song sounds really up and it really makes you want to dance, it has quite a, you know, quite a sad lyric. So, yes, that's the whole vibe behind that. And I think most of us have been there at some point in our lives, haven't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
Trying to, you know, shake somebody off, yeah.
And that's really interesting, having an upbeat single against a set of lyrics which are quite, well, sad in their own way. I think that works really, really well.
Yeah, it made it really challenging to perform in the video, but I'm really pleased because in the video it's a mix of myself being in a club and, you know, really singing the lyric, but then we've got loads of people enjoying the song in loads of different environments. It's a really fun video. Check it out if you've not seen it.
And we should say the album and first single out next month. It's October 14th for the single, 21st for the album. Can you do, like, pre-orders or anything like that
yeah.
now?
Yeah. Absolutely. Anymore is available to download now, and the album can be pre-ordered from all the usual outlets.
And one more thing, we have been asking listeners to submit their questions. Can we just run through a couple of these very, very quickly?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Charlotte Burrows has been in touch on Twitter. She says, Mel, which song do you connect to the most on your new album, Version of Me?
That is a great question. Hello, Charlotte. I recognise that name. Yeah, there's a lot on there which is very personal, actually. So it will be quite a few. Version of Me, the title track. Blame, the track that closes the album. Unravelling. Yeah, lots of it. Lots of it is very close to my heart.
Ryan's been in touch on Twitter. He says, please can I ask, would you ever consider writing music for a musical like Cyndi Lauper did for the musical Kinky Boots?
I know quite a few people who've done that, and, you know, I know it's really, really hard work. It's hard to make it work, you know. It's a very long process, but absolutely, if the opportunity came up, then I'd give it a go, yeah.
And finally, One more tweet from Andrew Farmer, who says, are you a faster driver than your brother Paul O'Neill?
absolutely not. I think I'm quite a good driver, but I'm safe, definitely. I'm not saying he isn't. He's very safe, but he's very fast.
I should say...
He's a racing driver for people who are wondering what we're going on about.
Yeah, absolutely. And I should say that Paul has actually been in touch on Twitter himself as well and said, and I quote, that goes without saying. So I think we know where we stand with that one. Well, for our local Hero Award winners, they haven't got to wait too long for any kind of tour. Are you going off on tour, actually, anytime soon?
Yeah, we're waiting. We're going to be announcing dates soon, but it'll be early next year. We'll be out on the road.
Well, as I say, our local Hero Award winners haven't got to wait too long. They're going to get to see you at our awards bash next month, when I'm sure we'll have another chat. It's been a pleasure chatting to you this afternoon. Have a wonderful weekend, won't you? We'll catch up next month, Mel.
Yeah, you too. I can't wait to see you.